Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
So hard look to Brooke. Down on your Brooke.
I wasn't watching it now. I was watching the Spurs.
I was watching
hard
the Spurs
look to Arsenal
myself.
And Brooke.
Yeah, as soon as Spurs was over, I then flicked over. They were just doing a recap. I think I was sure that's all I need.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but everyone said that Ireland was robbed. This is the thing. It's a bit of fluff. It's not real. None of it's real. They have Australia in it. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
They've 26 countries, and you have to vote. They used to be just, and the UK get in no matter what. And France, they just.
I just feel bad for her and
the team
there.
They automatically qualify. None of it makes any sense. It's a load of Maloney.
You might feel a bit disappointed this morning, you know. Might feel like you've, and they haven't let anyone down, but you might feel like you have.
Yeah.
Setting yourself up for a fall. Putting yourself out there.
It's a bit of fun, that's all it is.
Absolutely.
It's not the World Cup.
Well, down on your Brook, though, I think that would have been a good.
Down on your Brook is pretty good.
Tough Brook is one of the headlines.
Now, I hope she carries on, has chart success with her own stuff, and puts that behind her.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people go to the Eurovision and you never hear from them again.
I know.
That's the only thing. They hoover them up and spit them out.
The politicians were running around trying to capitalise on Brooke and Dairy Girls and trying to be relevant to the people by talking about both things.
So they're saying that there's a story this morning said that Vladimir Putin doesn't want Ukraine to win.
And they're going to try and get it hacked.
Yeah, they have a hacker team going to try and infiltrate the live voting.
Well, if that is the case, right, why can't they go old school and just ring, you know, "Hello, Ireland, this is the Eurovision office here."
Yeah.
Many points. And just write it down. There's ways around anything.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a fallback position.
Hack a paper and pen, Vlad, because the pen is mightier than the sword.
The voting's all done now, isn't it?
I'm sure people have made their mind up, yeah.
No, the judges have done their voting. I think they have a public vote then as well.
Just dragging the arse out of it over 3 nights, you know.
Jessica Biel recalls how Justin Timberlake proposed. She recalls the moment when Justin Timberlake proposed to her while they were vacationing, that's holidaying, in Montana.
Ooh.
We had snowboarded all day. It was in the middle of the winter. Waist-high snow. We were head-to-toe snowboarding outfits, hats, gloves, everything. And we go up to the property to just check out, you know, how the foundation is looking and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, he gets down onto his knees and just sinks into the snow. And then he looks up at me and pulls up this ring. And it was the most lovely, surprising.
You had no idea it was
hilarious.
Coming.
Hilarious. No, no.
Bold to go skiing with a ring in your pocket.
Yeah.
That is not a decision I would make.
How did you know he went skiing in his pocket, Cord? Maybe he left it in the side locker when they got back to the property, she calls it.
You don't have to have the ring to do the proposal, sure you don't.
And when you're Justin Timberlake, you're probably going to be expected of a fairly big diamond, Jim.
I know, but you could have it back at the hotel room. I'd rather have it on me than have somebody
that's true.
Rifle through me stuff.
Well, they have safes in hotels now, but
yeah, I don't trust leaving stuff in hotels.
I know.
No offense to hotels.
They need the hassle of getting through the metal detector in the airport. And
anyway, I don't know if I got down on one knee in the snow. I'd maybe wait till you get to.
He might have tried to be funny.
A nice lodge.
You know, just a torso and a head is asking you, "Would you like to get married?" And he's just in Timberlake. He can do what he wants, for Christ's sake. You know?
It's nice.
Good luck to him.
Hack Season 2 is getting a companion podcast series. The second season of the hit HBO Max comedy series begins later this week. I've never heard of it.
But that's the thing now. They're doing a Batman podcast that runs alongside more episodes and all that. Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's the new way of doing it.
It is, yeah. But they do it for albums as well. Hacks Season 2 is getting a companion podcast. I just mentioned that.
Hacks!
Hacks. The comedy series led by Gene Smart and Hannah Einbinder.
Einbinder.
I've never heard of Hacks, so... But congratulations on their new podcast.
Vardy.
It must be good if it's got Season 2 and a podcast.
True. Vardy, this is war.
Oh, here we go.
This is some of the things that were captured. Becky's outburst after Colleen put the post up. And then denies picture set up and weeps. A lot of comments. I mean, Wayne Rooney, to me, looked like an undertaker, a very well-dressed undertaker for court yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it looked like a bus inspector.
Somebody else said this looks exactly like the revenue guy who did my audit last year.
Now, Peter Andre has given a very nice... We'll bring it to you in a little while. And he's spoken about it. He said, if anybody had made intimate comments about a woman...
Oh, he's right. He's absolutely...
It's the completely opposite way. Like, why is he the butt of people's jokes?
Crossy said this yesterday. If that was the other foot, there would be absolute murder.
It's not cool either way. And poor L. Peter Andre, he's absolutely bang on. I like him even more now.
Right. Do you want to nod to him later on? Whoa, 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 whoa.
No.
Mysterious.
No.
What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour.
That's not Peter Andre.
I think you find it is.
I think that's Craig David.
No, I think you might have robbed him. You might have magpied him. That's just the dirt for now.
What's your flavour, Craig David? We played it last week.
I'll prove it to you in a minute.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. It's 10 past 7.
Jim,
Friday morning, yes,
for the
Mark.
Evidence of the tape, please, could you confirm what your ears are currently hearing when it comes to Peter Andre? I'm aware it's not Mysterious Girl Familiar, like, yeah. It's... Is it all coming back to you now?
Well, it's not good.
Oh no, I didn't say it was good. He's obviously very topical this week because of the Wagon of Christie.
It's like a bad version of Return of the Mac or something.
It's particularly.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about what's your favourite, like Craig David, which is far.
But it is actually
superior.
Called Flavour.
All right, yeah. Well, it was a FLAVA, is it?
Flavour, yeah.
Yeah.
You do is the Flavour. Will you stop talking about me in court?
So cool.
So, today Colleen gets to go to the stand, right? I'd nearly come into work tomorrow morning to talk about it because no one's going to get to talk about Colleen's words then, you know?
Yeah.
Unless she'll be in it again on Monday because I think Rebecca was in there for 3 days in total.
Oh, she'll be in more than a day. If she's she's taking her to court, yeah, I'd say she'll be... Today's just the start.
So, again, on Team Rooney, this guy, again, Mr. Sherburne, for Ms. Rooney said, "Would you not agree, Mrs. Vardy, that if it looks like a leak and smells like a leak, and you even use the word leak, it is more likely than not to be a leak?" What does a leak smell like? Depends what's leaking.
Well, the vegetable, I can think of the leak, a vegetable, yeah.
No, he's talking about L-E-A-K.
It's kind of like
that's L-E-E-K.
It's in the onion family.
Now, Wayne's getting out of the taxi yesterday laughing, like as if, you know, really, like, in the context of the world, what is this about? That's kind of what his face
money.
Says to me.
There's going
to
be some serious money.
Money and it's
over.
Defending,
whoever loses, yeah.
Defending your good name, if that's what you believe, has happened.
So, there was a wedding yesterday, speaking of football. There was a wedding. England football star Harry Maguire went for a training session.
Before he got married?
Yeah. And then
Bod went off after Amy had their baby.
In the afternoon, his missus waiting for him at the registry office. They wanted to officially get married in England. They text a few, very few people. And they showed up. Now, the fairy tale wedding is happening in France next week.
Oh, okay.
Or in a couple of weeks.
Just getting the paperwork out of the way.
They have to officially get married in the UK, so it's just like a formality thing, but still.
That's dedication, not even asking for the morning. Like, even a half day. Could have asked for a half day.
Yeah, but the real wedding is, in a couple of weeks when the season finishes. What a terrible season he's had. So it's nice that he's going to have a nice party at the end.
Good ending to it, yeah.
He's had a terrible season. He wasn't half bad. Before this, we're just he's had a mare.
We're not in the Eurovision.
We're not in the Eurovision. So, did you see any of the performance? I've heard that Brooke was very good, very vibrant performance.
Just saw the recaps. That's all you need to see, really, in my opinion.
Yes, but there's too many. So 10 have to go through. So there's 20 songs on Saturday night.
It used to be just one Saturday night event. How many? Yeah. Was there 60 acts that time then?
No. They've added loads more countries.
Yeah.
Including Australia. And everyone votes the way they want. It's not they don't people don't really vote for the song, depending on how good it is.
How did give that wolf a banana? That was that qualified from Wednesday night, didn't it?
Presume so. Yeah,
they're in anyway.
That's a great song.
It really is.
And the Ukraine are the favourites. So anyway,
yeah, bar a little bit of hacking from the Russians, which they're being accused of.
Now, meanwhile, last night I was watching a very entertaining game of football, Nobby.
Yes, Spurs. Yeah,
Spurs and Arsenal.
Was it Arsenal?
Arsenal. Now, see, Arsenal haven't. So they had a bad night last night. They really did, right? So,
whooped by Spurs, like.
Well, people say they bottled it. I don't think they did. Holding did a terrible amount of kind of judo moves.
The crowd were in great mood.
His name is Holding, and then he was holding. Like, it was a stupid thing to do. Anyway, they went down to 10 men. They got a penalty first of all. Then they went down to 10 men. Then Harry Kane scored. I was still nervous, and then when Son got the third, then
Kane and Son.
I tried to relax a bit then, because Spurs have been known to lose those kind of leads.
I know.
Anyway, so
when Harry met Silly.
So here's the thing, right? So I wouldn't be slagging off Arsenal just yet.
Why not,
Arsenal fans? Because we're all looking to get into the Champions League, right?
Yeah.
Fourth place.
You're nervous that Darragh Breen's going to ring you up and give out or something?
There's two games left for both teams. We're 1 point behind them now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we have to play Norwich, and Burnley. And Norwich are already relegated.
Mm.
And they have to play Everton and Newcastle.
Oh,
there's a tougher finish for them.
Yeah, but it also Everton, by the way, have eyes on the Irish keeper, not Quivian.
Oh, do they?
Gavin.
Yeah.
They're interested in signing him up.
So anything can happen, and Chelsea are in the mix as well. So it's, I'm not gloating just yet.
No, Arsenal, you can't. Sure, look at this time last week with Liverpool, and now look at the points with City and Liverpool. You can't.
Niall Horan selling his gaff. Luxury pad is back on the market. If you want to buy it, if you're kind of that way inclined, if you want to be that close to him,
well, I'd say that people are. Unfortunately, they might have the money to do it, but yeah.
He's put his magnificent Irish mansion up for sale.
Where is it?
Millionaire former One Direction star bought the 6-bedroom pad in Mullingar.
That's where he's from, isn't it?
For $565,000 5 years ago.
That's a bargain.
He said he purchased it at the time for his mum, Maura, who would have somewhere to stay anytime he was home. Oh yeah, do us a favourite dinner there, ma, will you? But this week, the fabulous residence, complete with the 10 acres and heated outdoor swimming pool, went back on the market for a price tag of $775,000.
That's still all right.
He's done well out of it.
And you can say I bought Niall Horan's gaff.
Yeah. Now, if my daughter was a massive Niall Horan fan, I would put on my best suit and I would pretend I was going to buy that house. And I would bring my daughter with me so she could go around and see all Niall Horan's house.
I'd say Sheriff Fitzgerald or whoever, they're aware of people like you.
Yeah, well, I would totally fake it. I would tire kick it. I'd go, what do you think of that, darling? What do you think?
Just so you're aware, there's already an offer of 50 over the asking price, okay? Any questions, just come back to me, okay?
No, you're grand. Stop talking to me now.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you do that job. I actually don't know. Give that wolf a banana, will you? But seriously, I know, like, it's still an awful lot of money, but, like, relatively speaking.
Yeah. Mullingar.
An outdoor heated swimming pool.
Bring it on. And before that wolf eats my grandma,
give that wolf a banana, give that wolf. I was wondering why grandma was mentioned. And before that wolf eats my grandma, give that wolf a banana,
give that wolf. Give that wolf. As soon as you take the Eurovision serious, you're going to get heartbroken.
Oh, God. That's it. You summed it up there. It's 7:17 at F104. Anybody need some tomatoes?
It's good.
That's the story. That's it all.
Now, he's done his last gig.
Who? Oh,
Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Belfast last night. Some field in Belfast. He's played 2 Croakers, 2 Parky Queeves, 2 Thomans, 2 Belfast fields.
Too many gigs. So that's it. He won't come back now for 5 years, I'd say. He's done, like.
Well, that tour will go on for another 5 years.
How much has he made from Ireland alone?
Serious wedge.
Wow. It is an awful lot of money.
Sheer joy for fans in Belfast.
He's made a lot of people happy. He's a superstar.
Yeah, this time around it was the Mathematics Tour. 40,000 more fans expected to see him play. Oh, sorry, tonight's his last
one.
Oh,
it's not.
80,000 turned up over the two shows.
Okay, that's just the north.
It's just going round and round that little sort of merry-go-round thing.
Yeah.
Every night.
It's not a merry-go-round. It's like a
conveyor belt.
It's like a conveyor belt.
It's like the thing in Lidl that goes too fast as well.
Yeah, it just goes around and around.
Can you slow it down?
No one actually asked him the specific reason that I heard. Is it just so he can keep looking at all the people? Or is it to save him walking because you'd be tired? He's doing a lot of jumping around.
When you do a show in the round, I'm glad you asked me this, Nobby. It's one of my specialist subjects.
Right, okay.
It's very difficult for everyone to see, get a good view of you. So the more you move around that stage, everyone gets a happy time.
Yeah, because he had to keep walking with it. It was like a treadmill.
Yeah, so everybody will see a couple of songs at least. They'll have worked out where to position him so that everyone gets a good view of him for a little while.
But when he walked, he didn't have to move. That moved under him. And then when he'd stop and let it move him around.
It's very similar to the U2 360 tour show.
He probably said, Monica Claw.
Shorter, but... So they found it. They found something, Nobby. First of all, they're growing leeks on the moon, right? Food can be grown on the moon, paving the way for humans to now live on the moon, if you want. But alien hunters are over the moon after spotting what looks like a secret door on Mars.
A secret door on Mars? I'm
telling you. The startling discovery. Now, it could be...
There's no way back from Mars. How have they...
They've sent cameras up. They've a little rover up there. Ah, silly. The startling discovery was captured on last Friday by NASA's Curiosity rover, which has been trundling around the red planet since 2012.
Trundling around.
Do you ever trundle?
In the backseat of your rover. Was that Chainsmokers? That's a good tune.
Fans are sure the cliff opening is a sign of life on Mars. So it looks like...
A cliff or a door?
There's a cliff, right? And underneath the cliff, there's a big, giant, black door. Some are even convinced that the shadowy figure inside could be an alien.
This wasn't the image yesterday that NASA put out there, was it, of the black hole? It's
no, the
four
black
times
hole,
the size
the
of the sun.
The black hole's totally different. I don't know how they did that.
Nothing to do with this. Right, okay.
Black hole, yeah.
There's more chance of buying Noel Horan's gaff.
Than what, going to the black hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have one now in the Milky Way. Anyway.
Is that not McGregor's pub or something called the black hole?
The black hole, yeah. Yeah, I think it's easier.
Oh, it's the black forward. Sorry.
Easier to spot. The black guy, I think, is the name of that pub.
Have another shot.
Now you're grand.
Have another. And Adele is so a few weeks ago it was like, are they breaking up? Vegas is in tatters. What's the story? Now herself and Rich Paul are after buying a gaff worth $57 million.
57?
You want to see the
how
size
many, how many toilets does it have?
It's in Beverly Hills. How many toilets does it have?
Oh, I see, it's in Beverly Hills. Just be a
it's
normal
a good
gaff.
Question. No, it's not a normal gaff.
No, it's big, but Beverly Hills is crazy.
It's 18,000 square feet. It's got 12 bathrooms.
Oh yeah, that's about right, yeah.
There's a Rocky statue outside. Because I think he used to own it.
Okay.
It's a bit self-indulgent having a statue of yourself inside your gaff, isn't it?
It's not something I'd do.
Yeah. I think she put it on the gram. Photograph of the two of them.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean,
you would if you were happy with your £57 million purchase.
She's also got three other gaffes in Beverly Hills. So if they have a row one night, she has options.
That's what Johnny Depp did.
Okay.
When they'd have fights, he'd go to the penthouse.
Is that how Elon Musk called around for milk?
I don't know if Elon. I don't know anything about that, and I don't talk about Elon Musk because he sues people.
Right.
And he owns Twitter. So how are you?
Yeah,
Elon?
That deal hasn't gone through yet.
Has it not?
Don't take away my badge on verification, Elon. Yeah, James Franco was calling around for milk as well.
Terms and conditions apply.
Photographs the lift. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with Adele. She's got a lovely gaff now.
Yeah.
So it all works out for her.
Now, is it her house or is it their house?
It's just a terrible thing to say, Jim.
What?
It's their... I don't know, actually. But he's Rich Paul.
But if you buy a house together and you're not married, yeah?
That doesn't matter.
No, I know it doesn't matter. But what happens? Is there a prenup? Like, who gets the house if they break up?
Well, they're not going to tell us about that. She's rumored to be engaged soon. She was 34 last week. Happy belated.
If I was in Beverly Hills now, I'd go up on my electric scooter, up right up to the top of Beverly Hills, knock on the door and ask her, what's the situation if you break up with him now?
I just don't know who has more money. Is it him or her? So did they just go splits on us? I'm sure they've had a chat. Like, look, if this doesn't work out, what do we do?
Yeah. It's probably gone 50-50 then.
It's a far away trip from Simon, the ex, which she has the boy with. So does he live in the UK, Simon, or does he live in America? Yeah. And even so, America is quite a large place.
I'd imagine he lives near the kids. Yeah, I'd say he lives in LA.
If you're having the L, are you taking him Saturday and Sunday this weekend, or what? Wednesday night chats? There might be quite a distance. Maybe she puts
I think the kid is there one child they have, isn't it?
Just the one, yeah.
I think the kid lives with Adele.
Okay.
And Simon, what's his name?
His second name is he's Simon Konecki.
Simon Konecki.
What's the crack, Konecki? Are you Adele, Dex? Yeah, yeah. Say that gets pretty annoying. Would like, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Your man was married to Adele for 5 minutes.
I like the look of him.
Oh yeah.
He looks like a fun guy.
He does. Anyway, the first thing I'll be knocking down is the Rocky statue. It overlooks the swimming pool. So you're lying on your back on your banana boat and you're looking up at him. Adrian!
But they don't.
No, thanks.
They don't have much historical monuments in LA, so that would probably be priceless.
Yeah, yeah, well, grand. Have it lifted off the plinth and put into a museum. Oh,
no, that's
sell it to somebody.
So it's part of movie history.
I'll be knocking down those pillars as well. They restrict your light. I'm thinking like Dermot Bannon.
Dermot Bannon, now here he goes.
Anyway, good luck to her. I hope they're very happy together. Yeah. $57 million makes Niall Horan's gaff seem like a bargain.
So we're looking at the celebrity news, and we can tell you that it's been a busy night because Ireland qualified. They failed to qualify, sorry, for the final of the Euro.
We got our hopes up there for a minute.
They didn't. Look, it's a swizz. Eurovision is a swizz.
Yeah,
it is.
Ask me swizz.
So yeah, unfortunately, Ireland, great performance. Lots of fun. Everyone reckoned it was potential. Like, there was rumours yesterday that they thought it would just get into the final and finish high. For some reason, it wasn't voted through. But the voting system is a very odd thing.
It totally is.
So, now, again, Dustin the Turkey was getting blamed last night. He predicted this. Dustin on Twitter, he said, like, they're all going to say it's my fault again. It's not like everybody in Europe held a grudge. Just because they said... Like, they have two lads dressed as foxes.
Yeah, no one's giving it with them.
Nobody's giving it. Like, just so we had a turkey in a shopping trolley. I thought that was excellent. I thought that was exactly what the Eurovision should have had. We sent Jedward twice. They were really good.
Yeah, why is no one blaming them?
But they were perfect for the Eurovision on paper. Like, Jedward, two twins jumping around, having the crack.
Two twins.
Good songs. Yeah, identical twins.
Two twins.
Very Eurovision-y.
Very Eurovision-y.
Spiky hair.
Everything.
A turkey in a thing. You know...
But would they give their grandma a banana before the wolf gets her?
I don't know. But that's the thing. So there's been very odd ones have qualified. This is a great song. And before that wolf eats my
grandma, give that wolf a banana. It's like Little Red Riding Hood meets bananas.
It's based on the Little Red Riding Hood story, yeah?
Right. Now, the rumours are that your man from A1 is actually in that... this band who was in that band, if you get me.
A1 were a boy band from whatever, the 90s, was it?
Yeah, they were, I think, 90s and noughties maybe. They had Ben Adams.
Two hits or something.
Ben Adams from A1 is one of the rumors.
Well, he's a turncoat then. He should never be allowed back into the Wyoming E.
Here's the moment we realised we weren't in on Saturday.
The very last country to go to Saturday's grand final.
Come on, Ireland.
Of the
Come
Eurovision Song Contest 2022.
Come on, Brooke, you can do it.
Is
Ireland.
Serbia.
Points for Ireland's entry. My lovely horse. Ireland, no points. Ireland, no points.
Irlandia, mi ven vas mi.
Ireland, no points. Ireland,
keine Punkte.
Ireland, no points.
Ischka.
Again, Ireland, no points. Ireland, nothing there again. Ireland, no points. Yes, that means nothing.
Come on, like, it's just
know,
a bit of mess.
No, it's nothing too serious.
Nothing too serious, like, come on. Sophia Grace and Rosie are all grown up during the final Ellen DeGeneres show appearance. No longer babies. 11 years since the pint-sized singing sensations Sophia Grace and Brownlee and Rosie McClelland first appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she's had them back on for another last appearance.
Would it be too much to ask, since you're here, to do Super Bass one last time?
Of course, cool, yeah.
Running away, beating like a drum, and it's coming your way.
That's one of the nods sorted for half past eight this morning on Triple Nod Friday.
Yes.
That is gone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gonna be a thing. Something else that I just grabbed my eye last night. I was like, was it mid Spurs game? I was just swiping along and
yeah.
I was like, what's the story with this? And ooh. So you can't now, in the UK at least, call a man bald at work. And if you do, it is considered sexual harassment. You'll find yourself in front of HR. You could ultimately be dismissed, depending on how good or bold you've been in the past.
So what? So that's a derogatory term now, is it?
Insulting a man for being bald in the workplace amounts to sexual harassment. The panel of balding judges have ruled.
Judges were bald, were they?
I think that seems a little bit biased, doesn't it?
Well, they should make the rules. People with no hair should decide what the term should be.
Think of it this way. If a lady had hair loss issues, right?
Yes.
And you called her bald.
Keep my wife's name out your...
Exactly,
mouth.
Exactly. God, yeah. I forgot about that. It's only been a month. Yeah. You'd be shot, right?
You would, of course.
Again, and it's a bit like what Peter Andre said about this case. If you said that about a lady's private area, again, there would be uproar.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying...
But there's two different... There is a derogatory way to say it. So if I... You
can't comment on it. It's a part of your body.
We have a jingle saying...
I don't care.
Nobby's bald, Jim has curls.
You better run a past.
Change it for the world. I'm running past you.
Hair loss is far more common among men than women, so using the term inherently related to, you know that, and equivalent, is the same as commenting on the size of a lady's chest.
Exactly.
That is a fact.
So it's the
as of yesterday.
So it's baldy is the similar to saying busty.
Yeah.
You wouldn't describe a female colleague as busty.
Hey, you're looking real busty today.
You wouldn't.
You just wouldn't, like.
Yeah.
You'd be slaughtered.
Yeah.
Properly so.
Now, let me ask you the question, Nobby, because you have less follicles.
Yeah.
Can I
just use a bit from the case yesterday?
Yeah.
Things got hairy when one of Finn's supervisors, Jamie King, allegedly called him a fat, bald, the word you can't say.
Yes.
And he was later fired from the West Yorkshire-based British Bung, which makes wooden cask plugs, according to the report.
So do you know, like, if you were getting into a, have you ever had a row in traffic or with a neighbor?
Have I ever had a row in traffic? Of course, Jim.
I find that when you're in a row in traffic, people will resort to whatever. So if you wear glasses, they might call you four eyes.
Yeah.
Or if you're overweight, they might call you fat. Or if you've got no hair, they might call you a baldy. Whatever.
Well, my response once upon a time when someone did say that was, well, I might be that, but I'm not stuck with that face.
Oh, good, good.
You know,
yeah.
Because you can get a transplant for your hair. Hard to get a face transplant.
That's a good one. Good comeback there.
Yeah.
So do people use it? There's a derogatory to say it. Hey, go and get the coffee there, baldy.
I've had a friendly way of saying it and they're not so friendly. And that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
But in a workplace...
Do you care, do you, really, when you get home? Do you care? Does it bother you?
There's been times that a comment has been made.
Do you find people who are receding would use it a bit?
That's okay. You're kind of you're among bros there. Mm. That's different. But I have had a woman make a comment about it.
And saying what?
And I remember I said nothing.
In a sexy way?
No, but in a slaggy way.
Oh, yeah,
and I thought to myself, if I said that to you,
yeah,
I'd be in HR.
Yes, yes. You can't say that. You can't. That's not... If anything... So especially when you're trying to teach people the way things are done, anything that makes somebody feel bad you shouldn't say. So if you say something about
anything
to somebody,
you shouldn't comment on people's teeth. You shouldn't comment on.
Yeah, I wouldn't comment on anybody's anything because if they feel bad about it, like you give somebody a compliment.
Now I think you can tell someone you look tired or you look, were you out last night, were you? Like that. It depends. Look, yeah. It always depends how you know the person, how well you know them. But it doesn't matter. You can think you still might know someone like this guy worked in the company 24 years. People would have felt they knew him, and still, it can just one day go. Sorry, what did you say?
Yeah.
Bang. See you in HR.
Well, if they're adding in swear words and derogatory things, that's making it even worse. So yeah.
So it's degrading. It's humiliating.
Yep.
It's strong language, although we find industrial language is commonplace in the factory floor in this case, and it crossed the line by making remarks personal to the claimant about his actual hair appearance.
Wow.
So, look, there's a lesson for us all there, maybe. There's lots of times when I think, God, the world has gone mad, and the bit of me kind of still would feel that about this. I'm like, ah, come on, like, it's not really about... But yeah, if you do equate it to talking about a body part of a lady...
You wouldn't.
It's much easier to go, actually, yeah, maybe it isn't right.
Yeah, of course it's not.
You know? Have a bit of beer on your holidays, did you? You put on a bit of weight there.
See, you couldn't say that.
No.
Yeah.
No. So is the world gone mad or is that kind of HR doing its job?
Well, HR doing the job there, yeah.
All right, okay.
So what do we do? Where do we go forward
from
this?
What can people call me now?
No,
I have no idea.
We were only talking about it yesterday and somebody said, oh, this is Rich coming from you, Nobby.
We need a softer name for Mark Noble.
What? No, but what term do I, instead of saying bald, do I say follically challenged?
You've definitely used your baldy Rick. Not to me, but you might be discouraged.
Yeah, but not to the person. I wouldn't say it
to
their face.
No, you're telling me.
Yeah.
And I have to pretend I don't care. It's like, that's fine. He doesn't mean me. Somebody else is one of those things. Now we're not in the Eurovision. It's F104. Here's Baldies Only.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Jack is in Black Rock. Jack Black. Rock.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning.
How are you?
What's the crack, Jack Black Rock?
Good morning. Good. How are things?
Good. You sound like a man who's working from home.
I'm not working today.
Oh.
Does anyone work on a Friday anymore?
Just us.
I think that's it.
And people on the M50.
Like a ghost town. A lot of trucks and a lot of vans.
Okay, well, I'll change then. You sound like a man who's playing golf today.
Tomorrow.
Close. So what's the plan for today then, your day off?
I'm going down to a wedding.
Right, lovely.
Who's getting married?
A friend of mine, Ryan.
Do you want to catch the bouquet or are you not interested?
I'll give it a go.
So sevens and eights you normally get, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack sounds like a very cool customer. I think he's going to go to a wedding with €1,000 extra today.
You think so?
Yep, I've got a feeling.
I don't think so.
It could happen.
Let's give it a go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What TV chef is famous for his bad language and his show Kitchen Nightmares?
Gordon Ramsay.
The American TV show Saturday Night Live is based in what city?
New York.
How many vowels are in the word harmonious?
5.
What nationality is football legend Lionel Messi?
Argentinian.
True or false, the radius is a bone found in your leg?
False.
Who is older, Selena Gomez or Hailey Bieber?
Selena Gomez.
In what year was the term podcasting first used, 1989 or 2004?
2004.
What is the highest mountain in Ireland?
Carntuohill.
Actor Adam Woodgett played what EastEnders character for 36 years?
No idea.
What's the capital of Egypt?
Cairo.
Oh, Oh dear. Second Jack. Time this week this has happened.
Everything was right except for one.
You know which one as well, obviously.
The one that I didn't answer.
Adam Woodgett played Ian Beale on EastEnders for 36 years. He's out of it now.
He was in the jungle last year for a little while as well.
He's lost 3.5 stone. His belly's gone. He gave up drink.
Yeah, lost his missus. Lost all the weight.
The heartbreak diet, isn't it?
The heartbreak diet.
Jack, that's the heartbreak for you.
Oh,
9 out of 10. God. Second 9 this week for us.
Alright, thanks lads.
But look, you can tell everyone the wedding today. I nearly got a grand this morning on a quiz on the radio.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they're like,
that's
oh,
a great
what?
Story,
what
isn't it? I nearly got a grant.
That's it.
See you, Jack. Thanks for having a go.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Wow. Good luck. Oh, God.
If you got 10, let us know. Lots of 10s coming in.
Lots of 10s.
Oh, man.
At least get the final, anyway.
Kids in the car. Kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
Yep.
Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104. Yeah, we don't normally do it on Friday. What are your school trips looking like, kids?
Hi, Jim and Nobby. It's Dylan, and my class is going to a farm, and I'm going to go pet some chickens.
It's always a good day at the office.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My school trip is to Dovlinia near Christchurch. You know, the Viking museum place. Oh,
yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, it's full of Viking memorabilia around
Jim,
there.
Jim and Nobby, my name is Alex. For my school trip, I'm going to Tato Park. Cheese and cheese for you, carry your cheese.
What did they say?
Riocca
something
cheese,
for your curiosity.
Or not Riocca,
I'm Daisy and I'm from Lucan Educate Together National School.
Right.
And on June 8th, I'm going on a school trip to a place in Bray called Alive Outside. I'm going to be doing laser tag and making campfires. Bye!
Not at the same time.
I've heard good things about that place.
Laser tag.
Great crack. Alive Outside.
Right.
You do all sorts of great crack stuff outside and you're alive.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Ella. I'm 9 years old and I'm going on a school trip and I'm going to Crossy Farm and Mead and to the bog.
Crossy Farm?
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name is Faye and I'm 5 years old and I'm going to Newbridge Farm and Donna Bay. Bye.
That's a good one. They have goats there. I was there a few weeks ago. Yeah.
On your school trip, was it?
Grown-up trip.
Yeah.
My name's Katie and I'm going to miss my school tour because next Wednesday I'm going to Orlando!
Wow! Hey. Bill Gary the other day, Orlando.
Wow.
The boom is back.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Noah Rock and I'm going to Lenny Moore Pet Farm with my friends.
My name is May Rock and I'm going to Newbridge Pet Farm with my school. Bye.
Don't feed the animals.
Too
the kids.
Much fun in that car.
Yes.
Hi, Jim and Abby.
Hi.
It's James, Tom, and Max. It's our school trip. We're going to Fantasia Water Park.
Oh, very good.
Have fun, boys.
You'll see Finny the Frog there, I think.
Yeah.
So on Monday, kids, we don't normally do Kids in the Car on Friday. If you could let us know, so you could record this now or send it on Monday, but I don't really mind. But if you know what you're going to be doing at the weekend, you can send it in to us. But on Monday, tell us about something you did at the weekend. Maybe it was like, are you allowed different types of breakfasts on Sunday mornings? Are you allowed Cocoa Pops?
Do your mum or your daddy cook in the back garden?
What's the treat? What happens different in your life at weekends?
No homework.
We'd like to know that. On 0876797104. Coming up on Dish That Are, Post Malone talks about becoming a parent. Ariana Grande. Colleen is going into the stand today for the first time. All going on Dish That Are in less than 5 minutes on F104.
So Post Malone was chatting to Jimmy Fallon. I think he's back from... He was unwell. And he was telling him about becoming a parent. He's preparing himself for it.
Are you preparing? Are you reading the books? Are you practicing diapers, swaddling?
Books are hard.
Yeah, books
in
are
general,
hard.
In general, everybody knows that.
Everyone knows books are hard, yeah.
Books are very much hard.
I think you'll figure this out. And
I'm trying. I guess the most important thing, and, you know, people ask me, like, oh, what do you want to be as a dad? Or, like, what do you... I just kindness is the most important thing for me. So I guess that's the most important
that's
thing.
That's exactly right. You don't need to read any books. So. Yeah. And you also have mom to help you out.
Very much
you
so.
Have any questions.
New tune came out from him last night as well.
He's the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. Selena Gomez is the host.
Wow.
I've been in that room. It's much smaller than you'd imagine.
They all are.
Yeah.
The 6-1 News, The Late Late Show, Shoeboxes.
SNL.
First time they've been mentioned in the same sentence.
Hi, I'm Selena Gomez, and I'm hosting SNL this week with Post Malone.
Selena, first time hosting. You nervous? You got ants in your pants?
No, I'm just excited.
Well, are you sure? You sure you don't have any ants in your pants?
No, I'm good.
Maybe you should definitely check to see if you actually have ants in your pants.
Wait, guys, is there something I should know?
Wait, yeah, we spilled a bunch of jelly in your pants.
And then we left your pants outside for 3 days.
And then I spilled my ant farm on your pants.
Sorry.
Actually, that sounds like the end of the show as well. Good night, everybody. So,
thanks, Bobby, for based the Late Late Show on SNL. I'm hilarious.
If it sounds like a leak, if it looks like a leak, and it smells like a leak, chances are, Miss Vardy, it's a leak. They are the words issued on behalf of Colleen Rooney yesterday in the court case.
Wow.
Today, Colleen takes the stand. We won't hear anything until later on. I'll actually recommend someone you can follow online who's in the case every day. A little bit after 9 o'clock.
Watching the whole thing. Brilliant.
And Mae Muller's here. Don't move.
Dublin's F104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And we can now zoom into... So I don't know where, but it's somewhere magical that Mae Muller is. Everywhere Mae Muller is magical.
Oh, I love that. That was a great intro. Thank you.
It does look magical. I know people can't see that on the radio, but where are you now?
I know. Well, I think it's my screen is, it's sort of creating, because it won't go any brighter. It's sort of making it look like a sort of darkness around me, but I'm just in my room.
Oh, right. I see it there. Yeah.
When you clapped your hands, all the light came on. Are you magic? Have you got magic powers?
I am magic. It's quite good though. My room's a little messy, so it's good that you can't really see anything.
Everything.
It's kind of working out brilliantly for me.
I love the story that a few years ago you were working in retail and now you're this big pop star, and there's so many people working in retail who sing along with the tunes that are being belted out in the places they're working in and dream of what you're doing. How did you go from that to this?
Yeah, so I left college and I always knew that I loved music, but I just had no idea even how to get into it, and that was, it was such a sort of big unobtainable thing for me. I couldn't even bring myself to even try, which I kind of regret now, but you know, everything happens at the right time, so that's kind of what I believe. So I worked in, yeah, it was American Apparel for a year, and then I actually left there, and then I got another job at a pub, and I was there for a year, and then that's when I sort of started doing music. And I got the pub job because it's a bit more, you know, you can, I feel like for me, you can kind of have more of a life having a pub job because you can work evenings.
Yeah.
So, you know, I made the decision after leaving retail. I was like, spend your days like working on music, trying to get some studio time, like writing songs, and then at night you can go to work, so you're not, you know, so you have a little bit of money. And then I just kind of did that for like 6 months to a year until I got like a publishing deal, which was at that point, you know, I couldn't even believe that was happening. So then that was when I could leave my pub job and then do music full time.
Brilliant.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Mae, if it's in music videos or real life, as we're talking to you now, you're very famous for your nails. Have you got a superstar person who does your nails for you? Do you do them yourself? How often do you change them?
I do not do them myself. I wish I could. I would save a lot of money. But these nails, I actually got them done in Dublin.
Wow.
By a girl called Leah's Nails. She's amazing. But in London, I've been doing a lot of the press-ons, you know, where you can take them on and off. And my best friend who does my makeup started to do nails as well, Zara, so that's always great.
For our social media, for the camera, can you show us the nails closer to the camera? Just, oh, look at that.
Wow.
Check that out.
Yeah, it would take
out a bit, but they lasted me very long, and they say my name.
Oh, that's cool.
They would take the eye out of a spider, as we say here in Dublin.
And maybe I beyond. Love that.
In the video for Better Days, you spend a lot of time on the floor. Was that a night, if the shoot was long, was that nice kind of lying down, feet up on the telly? Would you do that at home, Mae?
It was great. My happy place is on the sofa watching telly, so I was felt right at home there. And it was one of those things, well, while you're doing it, you know, while I was doing it and lying there, I was like, how is this going to look? We just have to, like, trust the process. And Tom Dream, who is the director, just, like, obviously smashed it. And but it was fun. It was kind of, like, mixing, like, reality in this, like, dream world really, really well. And so I had fun. Who doesn't love to lounge around?
Well, when we were playing the song on air, I just kept saying in the video, you're looking for your contact lenses because you were crawling around.
I've dropped a nail. I'm looking
dropped
for a missing nail.
The first time you heard yourself on the radio, May, everybody... No matter how big they get, they never forget that first time they hear their name, they hear the song. Where were you? What was the experience?
I was in the back of a Uber, and I think, and it was the first time it was sort of like spontaneous, you know, it wasn't like me like going back onto like the radio show and like hearing it. The first time it was like spontaneous. Yeah, I was in the back of an Uber. And I was sort of on my own, and so it was quite nice because it wasn't like a big moment. It was just like a moment to myself. I can't remember where I was going, but I was just like, oh my God, that's my song. And I'm like, the driver doesn't know, but I know. And like, I could, it was just like a really nice, I kind of was just sat in the back, like beaming, like, this Amazing. Is my song on the radio. And then, you know, the even stranger part is when they kind of do a little, you know, talk up after, and they're like, that was May Muller. And it's just like, oh my God, I was saying my name. So yeah, I feel like it still hasn't really got, you know, it definitely hasn't got old yet. I still catch it on the radio and I'm like, okay.
It's just so risky though. Imagine if the Uber driver turned it off or something. That would be terrible.
I did actually once, it happened where my song came on and I was like, I didn't say it was me or anything, but I was like, oh, could you turn it up, please? And he said no.
Oh.
I was like, okay, that's fine. I totally get it. No worries.
You can't say, that's me. No. People will be wondering, because you mentioned that one of your favourite places to be is on the couch. And we only mentioned the other day about shows that we'd missed and people were sending in suggestions. What is May Muller binging? Or what have you recently watched that you'd recommend to your fans?
I'm just going to be honest, and I'm re-watching Gossip Girl at the moment because I felt like I was in between shows, and I feel like I hadn't really found anything that I really like love. And I watched Gossip Girl for the first time while I was doing my, I remember I was doing my GCSEs. It's probably the reason why I failed most of them, because instead of revising, I was watching Gossip Girl. And it's just like, it's weird because it's like a drama, but it's also like really comforting, and like the looks and like the glamour of it all. And it's just very nostalgic. And so I would just say, if you haven't watched it, you should watch it because it's quite iconic. And if you have watched it, maybe just rewatch it because it's just a hit. You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong.
It's your happy place.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's quite embarrassing.
It's quite okay. It's quite cool. Okay. Are you coming back to Dublin anytime soon? And where can people see you? And
yes, I would definitely come back to Dublin. Obviously, I was just there on my tour, and Dublin is usually like where I kick off the tour. So, you know, you guys always give me the best energy, and we just got like a lot more music coming. We're having like really, it's just like very, very exciting. But it's all behind the scenes at the moment, and I'm like, I'm so bad at being patient and like being low-key and mysterious. I'm like, I want to tell the world everything right now, but just keep an eye out. It's some exciting stuff happening.
Where should we keep an eye? Where's the first place that you're going to reveal stuff? Instagram or where do you do
Instagram, TikTok, you know?
Okay. TikTok's a big thing for you, isn't it? You got a lot of people following you there.
Yeah, it's kind of random because TikTok, I mean, I'm kind of into it now. Like, I enjoy it now, but it used to be, it made me feel like an old lady. I was like, I could scroll for like hours and hours, but I'm like, I don't know what to post. I don't know how to do it. But now I'm just like, if you just let go and enjoy it, it's actually really fun. So yeah, TikTok, I tend to like, I obviously post music stuff on there, and especially when I've got like a song that I'm promoting, it's like go, go, go. But in between, I'm just literally like being an idiot on there. So if you want to check that out, then you can.
Do you read comments or do you just go, yeah, swipe?
I read comments, but I know that's not obviously the best thing. But a lot of the time, especially when Better Days, you know, doing what it did, like you get so much, you get a lot of love. But then with love, you also get like a lot of the hate comments. But I just feel like for me, I know that it's not personal because like these people don't even know me. So I think as long as you take that stance on like, this is not even about me, this is like they're bored, like they're probably like not happy with their own life. So I try and see it as like entertainment, and I do troll back sometimes because I feel like a lot of the time these people like don't think you're going to say anything back. And 9 times out of 10, I agree with that. And I say, don't give it any life, like ignore it. But sometimes I'm like, what if I don't want to be the bigger person? What if I want to be a troll as well? And then they're always like, oh my God, I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, they always backtrack. They don't realize you're real.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a real human, you know, and you're going to get caught out. Mm. So
sometimes you have to sit back and go, what would James Blunt do?
What an icon.
So funny on that.
He's so funny. I mean, that's, you know, that he's my clapback hero. So I'm taking leaves out of his book for sure.
Well, we'll keep an eye on all your socials for the new tunes. Give us your Dublin Nails one more time. Hands up for the Dublin Nails.
ASMR for you.
How long have they lasted? Speaking of Dublin Nails, without anything falling off, are you into like week two here?
This is like 3 weeks in. Wow. And they're like, I'm telling you, Leah's Nails, Dublin.
Where is that?
She's the one. She's the one. Look at this. 3 weeks.
That's amazing. Whereabouts
is Leah's Nails?
All I know is that she's in Dublin.
Dublin, okay. Well,
maybe she comes to you when you're May Muller.
We'll find her.
You know, she arrives. That's very cool.
I had a nail emergency in Dublin. She saved me, so yeah.
She's going to be the number one Google search in Dublin after
Amen.
This.
Amen.
Good. She deserves it.
Right, we better play Better Days.
Great to talk to you. May Muller on the Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so
soon.
Much.
This is Nate.
Hey, guys, it's May Muller.
What's up? I'm Polo G.
This is FM 104.
FM 104.
Dublin's hit music station.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So, I'm very precarious about playing this clip because I'm bet into Better Call Saul.
But they wouldn't do spoilers, would they?
Well, I just hope not, because he's talking about the finale. I haven't seen the most... I've seen half of the most recent episode.
Half of the most recent.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, you have to, you know, you've got to give things up sometimes.
When is the finale? I can't be dealing. Can't be dealing with it being over.
They're split it in two, aren't they?
I don't know.
We're already there.
No. No, we're only about 5 episodes in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Bob Odenkirk, he's talked about the finale of Better Call Saul. I don't think he's going to give any spoilers.
He won't, exactly. No, he knows what he's doing.
So this is the first time I won't be coming back to Saul. Mm. I think what's going to impact me is to watch the finale. I know what happens, obviously, and yet somehow I think I need to see it to really go, oh, this story is ending. This story is over. So in my mind, I think in the back of my mind, I'm still going, when are we going back? When are we going back to Albuquerque? But really, when I see that, I know what happens, and I know it's going to be a great, great ending. Oh, I'm good. So proud of the writers and thankful for what they went after in the ending of this show.
I'm telling you, if those two lads turn up, it'll be them driving off in the RV or something. They won't be in it.
Oh, no, they are in it. They've announced that they're in it.
They speak, though.
Yeah, they're in it. So basically, then this doesn't spoil anything. If you're a fan of Breaking Bad, where they met, remember they needed legal help.
Yeah.
In Breaking Bad. So I'm talking about Walter White and
Jesse.
When they needed legal help, they went to Saul Goodman, right?
Yeah.
So this show will kind of finish probably where the two lads walk into his office, I'd imagine.
And then it'll fade to black.
And that'll be the end of the beginning, if you know what I mean. So like you can watch Better Call Saul to that and then watch Breaking Bad. Or the other way around now. If you've never seen either, that's the way to do it.
Colleen's going into the stand today. Wayne Rooney, I'm sure, is arriving at court roundabout now, still looking like an undertaker or someone from Revenue. They're very long trench coats he's wearing.
They are, yeah.
And his beard's getting a bit... He's going
for the soccer manager look, you see.
I know. He's really punching, though. When you see the pair of them together, he really is.
All those footballers
like,
are.
Well, not all of them. Some are all right.
But most of them.
Jack Grealish now, he's a good-looking
man. Jack Grealish is a good-looking
man. David Beckham's a good-looking man.
That's about it. A lot of them are good looking, but like some of them are a bit, you know.
Well, let me tell you this. If you want to follow somebody who seems to be in the courtroom every day, I'm sorry it's on Instagram. You'll have to go to Twitter. His name is at Jim Watterson. He is the editor at The Guardian and he's in the courtroom. So he's tweeting stuff as you'd...
As it happens.
Well, kind
of. What's his name again?
Jim Watterson.
Good man, Jim.
And he's obviously linking you to articles from The Guardian as well, and you'd be asked to give them a few quid, but you don't have to. But yeah, that's, you'll get a bit of an insight. Jim Watterson, if you want to follow that.
That's not the worst gig in the world to follow that case, because it's kind of, it's all juicy and gossipy.
Oh yeah, that has everything. If it smells like a leak and it sounds like a leak, it's a leak.
The truth is, I have not begun an album. I know, I hear through the grapevine that you have a lot of theories and expectations in the department, but After Positions was not ready to start another album yet, so I have not begun another album.
Basically, Ariana Grande is not writing right now.
Good.
Please hold, your call is very important.
There's plenty of stuff coming out. She can relax.
Yep.
Sit this one out, Ariana.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.